Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, ma'am?
What can I do you for, sir?
Well, ma'am, I'm calling, doing an interview about the important issues in Ohio. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but yes, I am a registered voter.
Registered voter. Okay, great. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
And you are currently registered to vote in Ohio, correct?
Okay, this is the second time I've told you that.
Now, there was an election.
Who are you doing the survey for?
Okay, ma'am, the company I represent is Opinion Research. Okay?
From where?
Is the company's based in Miami, Florida.
Okay, well, go ahead. Hurry up with your survey. I'm in a hurry.
Sure. There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote on that election?
Yes, of course I did.
Now, I know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat, maybe, somewhat unlikely, not likely at all.
Very likely.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
The open border.
The open border, okay. Let me write that down, just one second. Open border. Okay. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days, a few weeks, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Ohio?
Issues 1 and 2 in Ohio.
Issues 1 and 2. Okay. Issues 1 and 2 in Ohio. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue 1 summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue 1? Yes or no?
No.
Why did you vote no on issue 1?
That's my own personal opinion. I don't need to give you that.
Okay. Understandable, ma'am. Let me write that down, okay? Because okay. Now, You said that you voted no on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote or going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days, a few weeks, or months before the election?
Months before the election.
Let me read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election. Now, did you hear about it through English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, like in YouTube, the Spanish language online digital ads and videos, like YouTube, social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups.
All of the English speaking, the signs, okay. The TV, the internet.
Okay.
Since that's my native language is English.
I understand. Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Family or friends, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers.
Myself and clergy.
Okay. Did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to November 7th election in Ohio that is specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Yes.
Okay.
And that, the thing that...
What was
you
it?
You cannot perform an abortion on a child that is within days of their due date. That's murder.
Okay. You cannot perform an abortion
on a full-term baby. That's murder.
On a full-term baby. That's murder. Okay. Baby. That's murder. Okay. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
And why?
For the reason I just said above.
Okay. It's murder, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You can't do, the late-term abortion is my problem with it.
Okay, so late-term abortion, okay.
Right, I don't approve of late-term abortion.
Okay. Don't approve
late-term
abortion. Okay. Let me write that down, okay? Just one second. And now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
And why?
It's my God-given right to vote. Why would I not vote?
It's my God-given right. Okay. Given right to vote. Let me read to you some series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or not convincing. First message, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially.
Not convincing. Not convincing. Next.
Not convincing at all. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Is this argument convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Okay. Somewhat or very convincing?
It's very convincing. Are we about done here, sir?
We're almost done. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us.
That's not convincing.
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all.
Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under this proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut out of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find
not
this
convincing.
Argument? Not convincing.
Legal not experts convincing say, at all.
Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that many of them consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. That is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Is this convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing at all.
Which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans? Hello?
I'd say neither.
Neither, okay. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Open borders.
Open border, okay. Okay. If you had to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
It's not going to affect me at all.
Which one would have the greatest? I'm sorry?
I don't care what. I have my own beliefs. I don't care what theirs are.
Okay. Now, if you had to pick one as the single greatest reason that would impact you on how you vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, would that be economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States? Which of those three would impact you the most?
Inflation.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote?
No.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for senator in Ohio in November 2024 were being held today, and the candidates were Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee, would you vote for Sherrod Brown or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate?
I would never vote for Sherrod Brown.
So you definitely vote the Republican nominee?
Correct.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and a third-party candidate, who would you vote for?
Trump.
Why?
Because Joe Biden's as crooked as hell, and the third-party candidate, who would it be?
Okay. They haven't decided yet.
Right, exactly.
So Joe Biden is crooked as hell.
That's exactly what I said.
That's a good analogy, to be honest with you. Okay, now, we're almost done, okay, ma'am? In what country were you born?
The United States.
In what country were your parents and grandparents born?
My parents were born in the United States.
Okay.
My grandparents were born in Ireland.
Oh, okay, great. Now, which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
I would have to go Republican.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I guess I'll say conservative.
What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25, between 25 and 50,000. Between 50 and 75,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, or more than 100,000?
Between 25 and 50.
What is your gender?
I'm female.
Thank you. We have concluded this interview. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.